So you think you're well off?
Hi, this is Pablo. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I earn over $100,000 a year. My wife is a stay-at-home mom. I have three children, and that's what puts me into the middle class.
Or you know you're struggling.
Two kids, two cars, two jobs, and no time to enjoy much anything else because I'm too busy paying taxes. That's really what it is.
Americans weigh in on what it means to be middle class. Meanwhile, in North Korea, the discussion is more what it means to have ever tasted a banana.
I was very rich in North Korea, and what she meant by rich was that she would get an egg every so often, maybe once or twice a month, that she had tasted banana. To her, that was rich.
Two markedly different views of what it means to be rich. Snapshots of America and North Korea. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The news takes us through a very interesting conversation on what it means to be rich in two very different places in the world on this Tuesday, September 28th. Celeste Headlee is out. I'm joined by young Zwillick, Todd Zwillick, in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John. Let's get a check on the morning's top news. And the top news takes us right to North Korea. Well, his grandfather was the great leader, his father the dear leader, and this morning he's being introduced as the next potential leader of a nuclear-armed North Korea at its biggest political gathering in 30 years. Kim Jong-il made his youngest son, Kim Jong-un, a general. It's seen as confirmation that he's about to be the country's next leader.
The reports are that he's been given the rank of a four-star general, which is pretty high ranking given that he's never served in the military.
That's Victor Cha. He was President George W. Bush's advisor on North Korea, and he tells PBS Kim Jong-un is believed to have been born in 1983 or 1984, but little else is known about him, even by the secretive North Korean standards. Moving to the Mideast now, U.S. Envoy George Mitchell is on his way to Jerusalem to try and keep the Israelis and Palestinians talking after Israel refused to extend a freeze on settlement construction in the West Bank.
It's one of the most serious war crimes cases from the conflict in Afghanistan. Five American soldiers are on trial for the premeditated murder of civilians. In leaked tape, Army Specialist Jeremy Morlock says killings were plotted by his staff sergeant. We'll talk more about the trial with the New York Times' Marcus Mabry in about a half hour. President Obama returns to the campaign trail today. He's selling his economic policies during stops in four states over the next few days. Today's stops are New Mexico and Wisconsin. Yesterday, the president signed a bill creating a $30 billion fund to help small business.
This law will do two big things. It's going to cut taxes. It's going to make more loans available for small businesses. It's a great victory for America's entrepreneurs.
And it comes as census numbers show the income gap between the richest and poorest Americans grew last year to its widest on record. Here's a survey you'll be talking about. It shows that many Americans don't know much about the major religions. It also finds that atheists, agnostics, and Jews outperformed Protestants and Catholics in answering questions about faith. Call it the Religious Knowledge Olympics there, but it's a Pew survey, and it's very interesting. We're going to be talking about it later on this morning. David Simon, creator of the HBO series The Wire, is among 23 winners of this year's MacArthur Foundation Genius Grants. Did you get one this year, Todd?
I applied. You know, I haven't heard back yet.
Too bad. Yeah, the winners collect $500,000 over 5 years, no strings attached. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are mixed for Wall Street this morning. The Dow gets underway at 10,812. The S&P opens at 1,142. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,369. This morning, we're continuing our conversation on what it means to be a middle-class American. We got all kinds of responses from you listeners out there at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And it really raises a lot of questions we're going to talk about with Louise Story, our economics correspondent from our partner, the New York Times. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, we go live to Seoul to talk about the succession, or the apparent succession, of the leadership of North Korea. More in a few minutes.